we've just been talking about with the manager, your recent performances and good, strong form. What do you put that down to?
Just hard work, really, and just like the training sessions we put in, just getting them done and doing extras after a bit of finishing. That's it, really.
Do you feel fitter because of all that? Because a lot of fans come on to us, talk about the work rate and your role within this team now in pressing and putting teams under pressure.
Yeah, the role that has obviously been given to me is obviously an opportunity for me. It's up to myself, really, to put the work rate in and help the boys behind me. So with all of that, with all the training and working my way back into the team, obviously it's all working out.
It's helped turn things around, hasn't it? You're in a decent run of form, just off the playoff pace after quite a bit of inconsistency for a couple of months.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we never really had a good enough start, but now we're picking up performances and results, so it's been a good.
Has this change in emphasis in how you want to play just naturally taken its time for everybody to get used to?
Yeah, well, so the formation has been good. 4-1-4-1, obviously, but everybody knows what we've been playing. It's been a good shape because obviously it's me leading from the front and then I got the boys in behind me, so it's been good.
It's only short term at the minute if we're looking in the whole grand scheme of things, but for you to be playing regularly when you haven't always here at Doncaster Rovers, how pleasing, how perhaps significant is that?
Well, it just shows that you have to just keep your head down really when you're not in the team and just fight for your place to get back in.
Does it feel as though there is that increasing camaraderie within the group now to try and push on and maybe achieve something in the remainder / second half of the season?
Yeah, definitely. And say everybody's fit now. Like I said, Tyson's come back from injury, so everybody's fighting and raring to go to put in the performances for the team. So yeah, I have to be on my toes, obviously, because I want to keep the jersey. So it's football, really. So if they're fit and doing well, it keeps me on my toes and I have to do well as well.
I suppose the next thing is defence solid, midfield doing well. It's just getting those extra goals, isn't it? You're getting results at the moment, but moving on, you and the other strikers, along with everybody else really, needs to start scoring a bit more regularly.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone needs chipping, even myself, to prefer to get some goals. So obviously you can get up the league and obviously the main aim is to get promoted. So hopefully the hard work will put that into play.
I suppose it's the sum of all parts, isn't it? When you can not rely, but take a relative amount of confidence from what's happening from a defensive point of view in the team. I suppose the cliched way of saying this, hopefully one day you might smash somebody, but it's about getting those chances, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say, obviously, it's been a bit difficult, obviously, sometimes not getting chances some games, but then obviously you're just it there, just doing a job for the team. So running, that's even working hard, running around, chasing defenders down, yes, has to be done.
Do you set yourself targets, individual ones, between now and May?
Just to play as much games as I can, obviously, as a striker, to get goals. That's the main aim at the end of the day. So hopefully with me playing and the team doing well, that can come to play.
How much belief is there within the squad that actually you can get a playoff place and possibly move on from that? Because I know there's been a lot of talk of the top four and pulling away, and it's really only heard about the last couple of places. Do you believe maybe you can achieve that or do better?
Well, we'll just take each game as it goes, really, because obviously we've got cup games coming up and we've got tough league games coming up. So each game, we'll just take it in our stride, really, and then we concentrate on ourselves and then we can push up the table.
Start, of course, with Oldham this weekend. They've had a rough time, in many ways, but on the field things have dipped. So I wonder if this is a good time to play them.
Yeah, well, we played them back in the cup and we won 1-0. It was a tough game. It was a good game, to be fair. So hopefully we just take what we got from that game and bring it into this game.
Do you feel as though you can maybe play them in the same way because it worked for you then? Or do you expect them to be perhaps different this time so you might not be able to?
Well, we're just concentrating ourselves. Obviously, we're in good form. So we need to just do as we please and then worry about ourselves, really, and then make them worry about us.
As has perhaps just jokingly been said, home form has turned around because, you know, the last couple of games have gone fine. Away from home, it's been excellent. So still the question begs, really, why it's so different for this club, this team, this season.
Obviously, as you mentioned there, the form has been excellent away from home. So if we just put that into play more in the home games, then it would be better. But as you just said, the last two games have been good. So if we just keep going, it would be the main thing.